clicks more for the Bronx. Whoever thought she would have found out. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. 216-578-0850 is the way to get in touch with us via the phone, or you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. We also were going to talk to, said we were going to give you some of the sound from TJ Ward from the preview show, so we're going to do that right now. And when asked about his statement, was he trying to point a finger? Here's what TJ Ward had to say.
All right, we're going to have that shortly. Matt Fontana, our producer, is going to effort that and get that sound from TJ Ward from last night's preview show that I co-hosted with Michael Regei, and we had a chance to talk with TJ Ward, and hopefully we will have that sound
I will say
ready
this.
For you now.
Scott said he was an above average star in the league. I think he's better than that, and I think he's played better than that this year.
Pro Bowler.
I think he's one of the top strong safeties in the National Football
League.
He
has consistently played well, you know, throughout. I mean, he really has.
The issue with him had been staying healthy, and thus far he's stayed healthy, and he's playing, I think, at a Pro Bowl level and an All-Pro level as well.
And his attitude, as it applies to the, you know, type of player he is, always trying to improve himself, never satisfied with where he is. Again, just constantly trying to get better. Man, how are we coming with that sound, brother? We'll start with the one that Nathan teed you up on, and that was his response to the question of the comments that he made regarding whether or not he stood behind those, and he did.
In no way was I trying to point the finger, you know. I just stated a simple fact, and it is what it is. You know, I love my teammates. I have complete confidence that everyone is doing everything within their power to win the game, but it is what it is. You know, we've had too many turnovers and we didn't cause any, and that's why we're losing it. And if, you know, I had to do the interview again, I'd say the exact same thing. And
listen, I respect that. I respect his opinion. I respect what he's saying. The facts are true. Now, I don't think he's dividing the locker room. He even said there again that the defense didn't generate any turnovers. And he was asked if, you know, if he thinks a true competitor would be offended by his statements.
I don't want nothing but the best for this team and my teammates, and I hope no one got offended by that statement. And you know, if you're a competitor, then I don't think you would.
All right. Yeah, and I think that's a guy staying true to what he is, what he's about. I don't think he has to apologize because I don't think anyone was really putting him in the position to do so. DeQuell Jackson said, okay, he wanted to point out and remind him about the team thing, sticking together. Rob Chudzinski said that too. I think those were more obligatory, just to remind everyone, and especially the guys on offense, that, okay, this is how I translate it. He doesn't really mean to offend you, but he is saying what needs to be said. That's how I'm translating their response to this, because it had to be said. And in no way did I hear Rob Chudzinski say he shouldn't have said that, because that would have been wrong for Rob Chudzinski to do. And it would have been wrong for DeQuell Jackson to tell another leader on a football team that doesn't have a lot of them. It has DeQuell Jackson, who is by far the best leader. But I think TJ, for his own part, has moved into that role. And I think
he's backing it up.
And has backed it up with his play. He felt confident about saying what he said because he's played well enough to do so. He has definitely had, again, that Pro Bowl type of season to perform and play at that level. And he also said, and I like this, about we ride together and die together, talking about the entire team.
Everyone's going to take it upon themselves to make those corrections offensively and defensively. You know, we're all in this together. You know, nobody's individual on this team. There's no two sides at all. You know, there's three phases of this team, you know, special teams, offense, and defense. And then we ride or die together. And, you know, we just got to make sure that all of them, you know, are doing the right things and doing what we need to do to win.
There's no question that he wants to do and say the right things. And really, I think this comes from a point of frustration, and he wants this team to do better, as all of us try to do. And he talks about wanting to be a leader, wanting to be a guy that motivates his teammates to success.
You know, I don't want to do anything but motivate my team members and my teammates to just to be better. You know, I'm trying to work my hardest to be the best player I can be and help this team win in every aspect. So if I'm not doing the things that I need to do, then I want somebody to let me know and let me know that I'm not on my P's and Q's and I'm going to do nothing but, you know, try to improve in that area.
All right, that was T.J. Ward again from last night's preview show right here on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Yours truly co-hosting that with Michael Regei, and good points from T.J. Ward. Coming up in this next hour, you're going to get a Jaguars perspective. Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times-Union is going to join us at about 2:15. You will also hear from Jerod Cherry in this coming hour, and we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. We'll get some sound from the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, on this show, and Nathan and I will be reacting to that in this pre-Thanksgiving edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving, that's right. Era of Thanksgiving.